I hope you, brother, can forgive me tonight, and I won't be long. I'm tired and don't feel well. But Brother Head said, whenever I say that, watch out. But we do want to take some scripture consideration, offer some thought as we count. That is, consider thinking to reckon, knowing that the trial of our faith worketh patience. I'll begin tonight in John 14:6. But Jesus talks about that concept, I am the way. If I had to give a scripture title to our lesson tonight, it would be Christ the Way. John 14, and beginning in verse 1, the first six verses, if I may. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. I'll read that one more time. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know? How can we know the way? And Jesus said unto them, him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's go to Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1 through 3. In the book of Romans chapter 5 and beginning in verse number 1 through verse number 3, because Jesus is the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The first thing that we as Christians have by that way is peace. It says in Romans 5, beginning in verse 1, therefore, being justified, by the word justified, write Romans 1:17. By faith, the words that is written, we are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ by being in the way, by knowing who he may be, because he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I want you to underline that phrase, because we are justified by the word, by faith. We know him. We have peace with God. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, but also knowing that the tribulation worketh patience. Now, hold your spot right there, and that's tied in because, see, I think James is saying the same thing. By being in the way, by having peace, by having access to faith. Hold your spot there and go with me to James 1, because James says the same thing. By being a part of the way, by being in Christ Jesus, by knowing, by having understanding, by having knowledge, he says that we have access by faith, by grace, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look what we've been saying here. James 1:2. He says, my brethren, he says, count it all joy when you fall into various or diverse temptations. But look at verse number 3. He says the same thing that Paul said, guided by the Holy Spirit, in Romans 5, 1 through 3. He says, because of faith, we know this. We understand this. This is the knowledge that we have. Because we try faith. We just don't accept faith, but we test faith. We try faith in order for us to work with patience. See, in relationship to being in Christ Jesus, in relationship to what Jesus is saying, that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except by me. Go to 1 John 1, 7. Let's see what he says here. Because it's a blessing to be saved, amen. It's a blessing to be in the body of Christ, amen, by being a part of that way, by being in Christ Jesus, but mostly having the ability to know, to understand, and to comprehend. The second thing that we see, by the way, over 1 John 1, 7, that because of peace that we have, because of faith, the faith that we have, because of patience that we have, because of grace, in verse 7 of 1 John 1, see, we become holy, pure in the sight of God. Look what he says in verse number 7, 1 John 1, 7. He says, because Jesus is away, because we have peace, access to peace, see, because of that access to peace and peace we have, we endure patience. Look what he says what happens, verse 7. He says, but if we walk in the light, as Jesus is the light. Now I'm going to start right there and I'm going to make a point. How can you not walk in the light as Jesus is the light if we don't have faith to faith to be justified by faith that gives us peace because we are in the way? Because of God's unmerited favor called grace, we have access to peace, and because of this peace, we know, we understand, we comprehend, and because of that, we have the blessed assurance to know that we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. That's the reason why we walk in the light, as he is in the light. That's the reason why we live pure lives. We let our light shine. We are the salt of the earth because of what Jesus did for us, by us being heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Look what he says here. He said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, see, we have fellowship one with another. See, you talk about that way. That way is Jesus' way. That way is the example that Jesus gave us. See, Jesus' love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God is love. Amen. See, how can we say we're in the way, but we have problems with our brother? How can we say that we're in the way and we have peace and still walk in the light as he is in the light? See, brother, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The way not only will call you to walk in the light as he is in the light, but it will also cause us to have fellowship one with another. Why? Because we are brothering. We are fellow believers. Amen. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are part of that royal priesthood. See, we call ourselves Christians. Amen. And because of this here, because of the way that Jesus left us, that by faith that we are justified by faith, two things happen. Number one, you walk in the light, I walk in the light, and Jesus walk in the light. And then he says here, in conclusion here, that we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, it cleanses us from all our unrighteousness. You know, if I start right here, don't go enough. That's just enough to make the church say amen. I mean, that's just enough right there to make you appreciate to be called Christians, amen. Just to be faithful. Just to be the light of the world, amen, in relationship to what Jesus was trying to get them to say when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto me except, see, no man coming unto the Father but by me. See, and that's the point that we need to understand in relationship to why should we live holy lives? Why should we live pure life? Well, why shouldn't you? I mean, look what you'll lose. See, in relationship, to understand what is the will of God. John 13. Let's look at John 13 right quick. Amen. Y'all with me? John 13. Amen. I'm feeling better. John 13, 15. See, in John 13, 15, see, because peace comes by faith, because we know and we try to have patience to endure. See, because we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanse us from all our sin. Look at verse 15 through 17. You know, we sing a song. See, if you know that you're happy, clap your hand. Y'all remember that song? See, but verse 15, John 13, look what he said. He said, if I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done you. Verily, verily, I say to you, the servant is not greater than the Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent to me. If you genosko, and that's the key word right here, if you know him, amen? See, if you know him, jump back to 10 right quick, chapter 10, hold your spot right there. Because we take this word know, a lot of people say, I know him, I understand him, but our life don't reflect, see, what we know. Because Jesus says in verse 17, if you know these things, see, happy are ye if you do them. See, happy are you if you keep my commandments. See, everybody want to be happy. Everybody want to have peace. Everybody want to be of the way. But everybody don't want to do what Jesus tells them to do. That's why when you go back to John 10, and we just got through talking about that. He talks about, verily, verily, I say to you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way, the same as the thief and the robber. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. Then he leads us out. Amen. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he go before them, and the sheep do what? We follow him. For they know. You hear the language the Holy Spirit is saying? See, he leads us. We follow him. Well, why do we do that? We do that because we know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. If you got your Bibles tonight, you know what you should do? Every time you see that word know, just underline it. Because see, you can't be happy. You can't have peace. Amen. You can't be holy if you don't walk in the light as he is in the light. You can't have fellowship with your brethren. Amen. See, if you don't hear his voice, if you don't know, that's what he's saying here. See, it's dangerous not to know. That's the danger. How can you say you know him? How can you say you're a part of the way when faith is not even a part of your life? You don't have time to develop faith or to grow faith. See, you got the genosko. You got to know. See, you got to continually keep that body, that temple, that body full with the word. Amen. See, and that's what he's saying here in verse 17. So this week when you study, let's go back and read that there. And every time you see that word no, just underline that, because that's strong. Because see, if you don't know him, I'm not saying, yeah, I know President Obama, but I don't know him. I know of him, but I don't know him. A lot of people know of Jesus. They hear Jesus talk, But they don't know him. They don't have no relationship. They don't walk in the light as he is in the light. By faith, that is written. They hadn't been justified. They don't have access to faith through grace. But they say they know him. No, I'm talking about knowing him, understanding, knowledge here. See, you have experienced him, amen. That's what that word means, amen. To verse 17. If you know, man, that's strong. If you know these things, what things? Things that are written, things that are in this book. From Genesis to the book of Revelation. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Just don't say it. Just don't preach it. Just don't talk it. Live it. Amen. That's what he's talking about. When he talk about that concept of the way. You see, that's what we got to develop in our mindset. And that's what Jesus said. Because those who enter in the wrong way, they're like thieves and robbers. See, I'm not concerned about those. But I'm concerned about those who hear my voice. I lead them. Who hear my voice, we follow. Amen. Why? Why do we do that? Because we know him. Because when we know him, see, not only do we get peace, but that peace brings happiness. Amen. And I'm not talking about happiness that's based on material things neither. Because you can be broke as a skunk and still be happy in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know why? Because the Bible says, my God shall supply. We can do all things. All things work out together for good for those who love the Lord. Amen. And that's the mindset that we got to have. And that's what Jesus was trying to get Thomas to see. Thomas didn't believe. Thomas didn't understand. Like so many people who call themselves Christians. And when Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man come unto the Father except by me, that's exactly what he meant in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Ephesians 1:3, go a little further. Ephesians 1:3, see, he continues on about I am this way thing, amen. It's good to be a Christian, amen. I know y'all get tired of hearing me saying that, amen. But it's a blessing to be here tonight, amen. See, it's a blessing, amen. Over in Ephesians 1:3, see, because we got peace through the way, through Jesus Christ, that is, that peace gives us access to faith by grace that calls us to walk in the light as he is in the light, that brings about happiness. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Here, Holy Spirit says, blessed be the God. Blessed be the God. You know the word blessed mean there? Happy. Go back and look at that word. Happy. To be blessed means to be happy. You hear people say, be blessed. You hear people say that before? Be blessed. You heard people say before, how can you be blessed? How can you be happy and not be a part of the way? You understand what I'm saying? You remember what I'm saying? Say, because we know and we do these things, happy are you. Right? See, when we are happy, we got peace, right? Because we're in a part of the way. We have access to faith. So we see, that's what we're talking about. See, knowing that the trying or testing of your faith produces patience. See, if you listen to what anybody else say, you'll just go crazy. Because it's not scripturally right. So that word blessed means to be happy. When you say, I'm blessed, you happy, amen. How can you say, man, I went to a casino and won $5,000. I was blessed. How can you? That ain't no blessed. That's a devil blessing. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about spiritual blessing. What he says, verse 3, Ephesians 1:3. He said, blessed be to God and follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, look what he says. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to see it. Who has Blessed, I got us underlined in my Bible, okay? Us is those who are part of the way. Amen. Now, if you don't have peace by faith, that knock you out. Amen. See, if you're not utilizing access to faith, amen, by grace, amen. See, if you're not utilizing the access to faith, simply means that because we got the perfect law of liberty, because we live in America and we can freely access God through the Word, we don't have to hide. You can read it anywhere. It makes no difference. But what good having access? Like Sean said, what good going to the grocery store and leaving your groceries on the counter? When he said that, I said, what did he say? We'll find it at 2 o'clock at Kick. Because it was deep. And finally, click, I said, nobody would do that. I mean, you go buy your Thanksgiving turkey, well, I'll wait the third and come back and get it. But you pay for it tomorrow. That don't make no sense. You're going to take it with you, amen? So why are you here? Have access to faith, but you leave what you hear right here. The reason why I say that, because see, it don't take some of us long to get you the car before we lose faith. Amen? Us, who has blessed us, look what it says, with all, underline that word all, not some. See, by us being part of the way, by us being in Christ Jesus, by us having peace, by us being holy, by us being happy. See, not only us, that was something Robinson said, us had a good time today. Us, she knew what she was talking about. See, us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, I wonder why the Holy Spirit tied in spiritual blessing with heavenly places. See, spiritual blessing in heavenly places, because all things must be done in what? Spirit and in truth. It's not karma, amen? It's not this world. See, we see peace in the wrong places. We think peace is a new car. Peace is a new house. Peace is this. See, that's karma, amen? See, our peace is, see, we set our affection on things which are above and not on things on this earth, because see, all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Where? In heavenly places. That's where your mindset need to be. Amen. See? And when your mindset is there and not on things of this world, see, when you seek and set those things which are above, see, when your affection on things, not on this earth, but things that are above, see, when you realize that all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus, then how can you not be happy? How can you not have peace? How can you not be holy? See, that's what being a part of the way is all about. Just don't say you're a member of the Church of Christ and don't know why you're a member of the church. You should know why you're a member. You should know the benefits. Same way you send your resume, you're looking for a job, and you're going to say, what kind of benefits, what kind of package deal they're going to give me? And you're going to make sure that it's exactly what you want. You got paid hospitalization, you got a 401k, you got vacation, and you're going to read down, and you're going to check out. Now, this is exactly what I want. See, this is exactly what I want. See, what kind of mansion do I have in my retirement? You want to know every aspect. You're going to read that manual from cover to cover to make sure that everything you want in that job is there. What better occupation than you have than being a Christian? The benefits that we have. But what good is benefits when you don't gymnastica? You don't know that all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Amen. In relationship to understanding, it's good to go to heaven. And then finally, Revelation 22:20, and this is the best part of it all. Man, this is the best part of all. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What good you calling yourself a Christian to him say, depart from me, I never knew you. ye worker of iniquity. The Holy Spirit says in 22:20, he which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Because the way our life speaks, how God sees us, John 12:48, we're going to be judged by the word. How would your life reflect? By you being, and I'm being, a part of the way. Hebrews 9:27 says, appointed men once to die, and after that cometh the judgment. So I'm proud to be a part of that way, and I hope you are too. That gives us the peace, the holiness, happiness, the way to heaven, the way to God, spiritual blessings, and the way to glories of heaven. If everyone here today that needs to respond to the invitation for any reason that it may be, come right now as we stand and we sing.